It's Wednesday, November 26th, and with your news at 6 p.m, I am Leonard Witbien. IPC observer Alina Karen, stationed at the Max Mutongulume polling station in the Moses Klaroeb constituency in the city, is encouraging residents to come out and vote, adding that queues are currently short, making it an ideal time for voters to cast their ballots for the local authority and regional council elections.
I just want to tell the Namibian people that I did not vote. So maybe they might just come out and start voting now. Like this Maxam Tongarume, the process is really fast. You must just come and vote. No, the process is just really fast. There is no really problem, but they are just so fast.
One Africa TV visited 9 polling stations earlier today to observe the turnout for the local authority and regional council election in Katimamelilo, which commenced at 7 a.m. At the Tobias Haicheko Combined School, when our team reached at midday, it was confirmed that the initial booklets of ballot papers for both elections were already depleted by presiding officer Sikepo Sylvester.
So far since we opened, we haven't had any issues, and I'm hoping that it stays like that. We just have a smooth voting.
Okay.
And so far, we've finished one book for regional council and one book for local authority. So that's around 200 people, because each book holds 100 papers. And we have started our second books, both for regional council and local authority. So we are almost at 200 and something there.
To South Africa now, the suspended Ekurhuleni Metro Police Deputy Chief Julius Mkhwanazi has requested a postponement of his appearance before the Madlanga Commission tomorrow. Mkhwanazi faces allegations of misconduct, accessory to a Brakpan murder, running a rogue unit involved in extortion, kidnapping and irregular promotional hires. He's also accused of signing agreements supplying EMPD blue light resources to controversial businessman Vusimusi Kat Matlatla. Chief Evidence Leader Matthew Chaskalson says the next witness will appear on Friday.
In view of the range of evidence that he has to traverse and the seriousness of that evidence, the evidence leaders have agreed to accommodate him next week. At present, we don't have a witness for tomorrow. On Friday, General Sentumula will be appearing to testify in relation concerning the PKTT dockets.
In continental news, South Sudan's President Salva Kiir has dismissed Deng Luwal as undersecretary in the Petroleum Ministry and replaced him with Chol Ten Abul, marking the fourth swap between the two men in under 2 months. Kiir has frequently fired, reinstated and reshuffled senior officials without providing reasons. Analysts told Reuters the repeated changes are meant to consolidate his authority and reward loyalists amid escalating armed clashes between government forces and militias, as well as growing speculation over his succession. On the international front, at least 13 people have died and more than a dozen have been injured in a major fire in Hong Kong. The blaze engulfed apartment blocks in the Tai Po district of the city. From the scene, our correspondent is Laura Westbrook.
This fire is still very much continuing. At least 4 of these housing blocks remain on fire as firefighters continue to try to bring this huge fire under control. I can see water cannon is being used. It's also being used around the middle of these buildings. These buildings are at least 30 stories high, and the flames are going to almost the top of these buildings. This fire has been ongoing for hours. This is a housing estate. It has 8 blocks, and at least 4 remain on fire.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.